Lord, thank you for that wondrous love upon that cross. Thank you for that love that can be shed abroad in our hearts this morning by your wondrous Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, we just ask for that anointing today. Let it just pour forth upon each and every life this morning. You're here. There's something for us. And if you be for us, who could be against us? And we know nothing. Praise be to God. And in that we say, Lord, take hold of this. Lord, let it just magnify your wondrous Son, Jesus' name. May we just be filled with all the glory of God this morning. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Mark in the 9th chapter, and we'll begin reading from the 2nd verse. That's Mark chapter 9, verse 2. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh him, Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias, or Elijah, with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid, and there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. Now, I think God got his point across. Moses, Elias, go on now. It's all about my son. Hear him. Listen to that. Hear him. So clear, so direct, and God always is that way. There's nothing to be confused here. Yet I believe, brothers and sisters, we live in a world today, and I mean we live in a Christian world today, where it's let us hear anything but him. Oh yeah. Sound words. The Bible calls for sound words. And yet they've been replaced by man's foolish philosophies. Doctrine. How many times over and over does the Word of God tell us to preach the doctrine? To hold fast that doctrine. To love the doctrine. To profess the doctrine. But yet doctrine has been rejected for the touchy-feely, prosper and be in health melodrama sermons that we hear over and over and over. I'm going to tell you like it is by the grace of God. And yet I hear from so many others, well, but brother, that's what brings in the crowds. Well, I couldn't be more sincere, and I want you to know this, and I'm not trying to offend you. But if it comes down to crickets chirping in this place, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and our house, brothers and sisters, we're going to serve the Lord because this is His house. Praise be to God. Now, how do we serve Him? Well, in our text, I think it so clearly tells us, listen. Just listen. Hear Him. And hear His voice. And brothers and sisters, this is His voice. This is the voice of God. He walks with you. He talks with you. And you can hear Him. Absolutely. And this is His voice. This wonderful Word. And the Word as we know it is alive. It's for us. It instructs us. It's loving. It's guiding. It's the blueprint. How many questions about life do you have? I'm sure you have many. This is your blueprint. It tells you everything. It will reveal everything to you. And if you don't know about something, He said He's so faithful, He'll even reveal that to you. I have a wonderful testimony, I think, about when, and I'm sure many daddies would have the same. I didn't know anything about being a daddy. I didn't. Don't know much about nothing. But I didn't know anything about little kids. And here I was in that medical room with my wife, and the Lord had given me a little baby. And it was so precious how I held this life. And this was a life that God had put on loan, praise God, to my life. And to know that, Lord, I'm to raise this child up in the way that it should go. But Lord, I don't know how to do it. And He said, oh, peace be still, son. I'll even teach you that. So you've got things today. I've got things today. How do I be the right kind of spouse? How do I be the right kind of friend? How do I go to work and understand how to be the right kind of employee or the right kind of boss? Hear Him. Hear Him. This is very God of very God. He's for you. We have got to get to the point, brothers and sisters, that He's for you. He'll do nothing that isn't good for your life. The only problem is you got to quit looking at it with these eyes. And I got to start hearing Him. So important. Praise the Lord. But, brothers and sisters, this is His voice. I want you to make sure you know this. There is none other voice but His Word. None other voice. Oh no. We've just discussed about man's foolish philosophy. We will discuss later on about these itching ears that are always about to hear something, but they don't want to hear the Word of God. And look at the mess that we're in. The only peace you have is the peace, and the only peace that there is, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. But this is how He speaks to man. This is how He speaks to me. These aren't just words. These are the words of life. God said, listen. It was a very sovereign time. Hear Him. Hear Him. Listen to Him. This is how God reveals Himself to man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And brothers and sisters, I believe Jesus is here. Praise the Lord. Now it's said of the body, and I'm talking about our natural body, that of all of the senses that we have in our body, our ears can perceive and understand more than all of the other senses put together. And as I was reading through this text, I thought, how perfect. Because this word hear in our text, it means to understand and perceive. And what God is telling us throughout His Word, and especially in our text today, understand and perceive that it's all in my Son. It's not in your opinion. It's not in what this world is calling political correctness today. It's not in man what they think is kind and loving. It's in what my Son has told you in His Word. It's not what burns within me. It's not what I feel in my gut. It's what the Word of God says. And I will give you a hint. There is nothing that the Word of God says that isn't love. It's love. It's love. It's love for all mankind. I've heard people mock and say, oh, well, how could God be in that? That's sin. And what I'm talking about there is destruction, disease, all of these different things. I want you to understand that's the result of sin. But see, I know a God who's for me, that even if this body became diseased, even if this body became harmed in some way, shape, or form, first of all, I know that He had to allow it. Absolutely. Do you know that? Do you know that a hair of your head cannot be touched? He's got to allow it. And then if He allows it, I know He can keep me in it. Did those Hebrew children have to get in the furnace? Huh? Yes, they did, because He said, I want you to go. I'm going to put you there. And He put them in there so He could show them that He could keep them in there. Okay? Do you believe He's got you where He wants you today? I believe you're in a church this morning, you're hearing the Word of God. I believe that the will of God is working in your life this morning. Isn't that exciting to know? You might have thought all this week, oh, Lord, I didn't trust you in that, and I didn't. You know what? By the grace of God, you trusted Him to come here this morning. Whew. One down. All right, come on now. You can smile. Yes, it's serious. But we have a God that's got a wonderful sense of humor. He made you and me. All right. So, we know that God has put everything in His Son. And brothers and sisters, I want us to know today, God has quickened me to encourage us today that we can hear and understand His voice. If you're a child of God here today, it was born into you the moment that you were saved. Absolutely. The very moment that ability was born into you, that when you received His life through salvation. I saw a wonderful documentary the other day. I love to watch God's animals, His animal kingdom, His creation. And I saw this wonderful, wonderful documentary on a little, I shouldn't say little, but an amazing creation called an emperor penguin. Oh, yes. If you don't know about that penguin, that's the biggest penguin that there is. They can get some 4 feet tall. Can you imagine that? They can weigh almost 100 pounds. Amazing. Marvelous. You talk about, you want to be entertained? Just watch His creation. And I'm not talking about one another. I'm talking about His animal kingdom. You get discouraged the other way. My, oh my, what are we trying to promote in here? But this particular flock, and they don't call them a flock, it's a French word, I think it's called a crecus or whatever, but we'll just call them a group, okay? You know me with words. Don't worry, I get a lot of letters about it. Okay. But there were 60,000 of these birds in this group. And it was amazing how many there were of these penguins. And the mothers leave before the babies ever hatch. So she lays that egg, and then she's gone. Okay, now, again, this is how God divinely sees fit for that particular creation. Now, stay with me. And she's gone for 9 weeks. And then the mothers finally come back. And as they're coming back, these dads that have been standing there, and actually kind of, they do, they don't sit, they kind of stand, or they're kind of pigeon-toed like this. And they're standing, and they stand on this egg. But in those 9 weeks, that egg has actually become this furry ball of fluff about that big. And they've been standing in the cold, and, you know, brothers, you think you got it rough. But as the moms are coming back, the dads are leaving. Mm-hmm. And the dads are gone, and there were all those moms. 30,000 of those mama penguins. And there's about 45,000, because some of them had twins, of these 1 foot little ball of feathers. And they're squawking, and they're crying, and they're running around a little bit as much as they can like this, and they seem to bump into each other and all these different things because they want their mom. And their mom's never seen them, nor have they ever seen their mom. And they all look the same. They do. And I'm telling you, they all look the same to their mother. They do. So what are they going to do? They're crying out, but that's not helping anything. It's the mother's voice. She begins to call out. It's the most amazing thing. They listen to her voice. It is her voice, brothers and sisters, that bring them together. It's her. Uh-huh. They know that voice because it is bred into them. And you know that voice because it's bred into you. Hallelujah. You know the voice. It's bred into you. You do. And the choice is, are you going to listen to it? Bottom line, brothers and sisters, each one of us today is listening to something out there. You are. You're listening to something. And whatever it is, when we want to listen to something, you're going to turn towards it. Your life is set towards what you're listening to. And I think about the Word of God and all of the examples. Are you listening to the world? It was a brother. His name was Lot. He was a wonderful example of that. Thank God he called him just Lot. Justified. just like you or me, just like Brother Paul, assured of heaven as any of God's children. But yet, what a wasted life. It said he pitched his tent toward, he let the opening of that tent look right down into Sodom. And we know what happened there. It was destruction. It's going to be. Brother Ty, he read that wonderful part of Acts this morning. Let me tell you something. There's grievous wolves out there. And you don't stand a chance when you start listening to the voice of the enemy. You are done. You cannot stand against the devil. You cannot do it. But in Christ, I'm more than a conqueror. And I got his head this morning. Praise God. And he knows he's done. Yeah. Because he knows he's just got but a little while. A lot of people say, oh, he doesn't know. He's out. Oh, yes, he does. When Jesus Christ got on that cross and he said, it is finished. He might try to fool himself and deny it. But at the end of the day, he says, oh, I've only got a little time. I got to get more wicked. Because you know what? My king is coming. And you don't got a chance. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. That's the God that loves us. But what about, are we listening maybe to enticing forms of godliness today? What is he talking about there? I'm talking about enticing words, forms of godliness that deny the power thereof. The word of God refers to them as silly women who are led away in their own lusts, that are ever learning, and yet they never come to a knowledge, they never grow up. Get excited, right back down in the same cycle. Get excited, right back down in the same cycle. Hear him. Hear his voice. Your ear can be tickled. Oh, yeah. Well, there's some great speakers out there. Absolutely. Entertain me. I'd rather just go hear a comedian. At least I know what I'm getting. Don't eat out of a garbage can. Don't do it. You're a child of the King. He's given you a crown by the grace of God. You're hearing a message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and you've got a crown. And he said, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take that crown. And I don't want to be walling around in the pig pen trying to eat with that crown. Uh-uh. I want to go right to the King's buffet where he's called me to feast. And you've got it. Oh, yes, you do. Because he's faithful. Amen. Because he's faithful. Not because of any man, but because of the man, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Now, I look at our text here and look at these brothers. They were listening to the inner man, weren't they? Huh? I'm talking about the inner man of, well, I want to kind of hold fast to tradition here. I got to feel a little something like this is good that I'm doing. Because I'm going to score some points here. Come on, stay with me. And we're going to go ahead and build three altars, God. Oh, yes. We're going to honor, Elijah. And we're going to honor Moses. Praise God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Let me tell you something. Don't ever promote or defend a man above God. Don't you do it. Don't you magnify this flesh. By the grace of God, a perfect message is when this body gets out of here. And I pray that I'm disappearing. That's all I can pray. What's it about, brothers and sisters? Is it really about magnifying Him? We just got a short time on this whole planet. I can get caught up into myself real fast. Devil, that's the easiest one. That's his class 101 on how to defeat a Christian. Me. Here, let me tell you about me. No, let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about hearing him. He knows. This isn't not being sensitive to your requests and your thorns that he's maybe given you. But he's taught us over and over in his word, the way you deal with them is you go magnify him. Say, Lord, you thought so much of me that you're having this burden come upon my life to be more like your Son. So that when I do step into glory someday, I loved her. I loved him. What do you want out of life? Oh, that's what I want. I want to love him. And in loving him, I know what pleases him. It's loving me. I'm getting this. I really am. It's amazing. Lord, as thrilling it is to love my natural wife. I love her, but I'm thrilled at the love that I receive. You talk about two ways. One in him. Oh, praise be to God. But you see, they were there trying to promote something that God wasn't in. And poof. Jesus alone. It was only him. Can you hear those brothers? I think we got it. I think we got it, Lord. Oh no, I've got it, Lord. You know, I was thinking about our sweet convention that we had last week. What a precious time. So many messages. But I believe by the grace of God, one voice. It was one voice. We were hearing him. And you know, I think, God forbid, if we would ever become a people like those Corinthians. Remember when we studied them and about how they got together and they had their big church convention, basically, is kind of what it was. Well, I'm of Paul. Well, I'm of Cephas because he's better. No, Apollos is the best speaker. God forbid we're like that. And I mean that. This is about hearing him. Hearing him. When we get to that point someday, brothers and sisters, and I believe he's still working on us, or you'd be gone. How's that? Huh? Come on. Oh, I popped your bubble today. He just wants to take you to higher glory. Just listen to him. But when we get about hearing him, life gets good. Oh, life gets good. Life gets so wonderful. I don't worry even about when I come into church. Lord, I've asked you to be here. I'm trusting that you'll be here today. And you will not leave me nor forsake me. You're on the throne. Praise be to God. And I was thinking how the Lord just made my heart so thankful about the name upon this church. Living Waters. Living Waters. It's not a place. It's not. Mm-mm. It's a testimony. It's a message. It's a wondrous message that Christ in me is the hope of glory. Oh, amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And I'm listening to him. And you know what he's saying, brother? It's so awesome. Jesse, preach the word. That's it. Son, just preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For there will be a time, oh yes, when men, oh praise God, shall not endure sound doctrine, but shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and shall turn their ears from the truth. Oh yeah. They'll turn their ears from the truth. And shall turn unto fables. You better know this. You better realize this. This is the word of God. And that's what's going on. And it's subtle. And that's what the warning is here. When you turn off God in your life. When you turn from listening to God in your life, you don't just stop listening. You don't go into a state that you're not hearing anything. Oh no, you are listening to something today. And if you're not listening to God, you are listening to the lies of the enemy. And that's it. And there's one place that that's going to go, and I don't care what part of our lives that we're hiding or holding back from God, that we're not allowing Him to get our attention, it's going to steal, it's going to kill, and it's going to destroy. And that is it. There is but one way. And the Bible said it's a narrow way. But you know, I talk to people and they say, well, but what am I going to have to give up? And what am I going to have to do? No, you're just going to have to let go, open your hands, and God will fill it with riches that you've never imagined. Young people, you'll never be so happy when you turn your life over to Jesus. Those of you that have, you know that the peace, the comfort, the rest, the joy, the friends, the relationships, mom and dad, all of the different things that I have, when I give it to God, there is nothing better. There isn't. It gets sweeter because it's got His blessing on it. He's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Everything. He wants every bit of our life to live in the blessing that He's already given, that He's already provided. But are we going to be willing to step into that by faith and say, Lord, I'm going to quit looking at it with my eyes. I'm going to quit going with all of the heritage that I've been brought up in, that this is the way that I was taught that I should go. And am I going to hear His voice? Am I going to hear Him? And I'm going to go without the camp. Without the family. Without the familiar. And say, Lord, draw me. Draw me. Have you marked that? Have you marked it with Him? That is the prize. He loves us, doesn't He? And by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, we had a pastor here that said, Ichabod will not be written on this door. Ichabod means God's departed. And by His grace, we're still standing in the faith. Because we had a shepherd, an under-shepherd, that always pointed us to hear Him. That it wasn't in a fleshly body. No. But it's in our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That He is faithful. That this is a message that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm telling you something, sister. I've never seen the power of God any greater than it is today. Oh, I mean it. I believe His glory, brothers and sisters, is increasing like never before. I think He's making us a people full of faith and love and truth that truly we're getting ready to just about burst. Lord, how could I stretch anymore? It's awful uncomfortable here. Oh, son, you just be still now. Are you willing to be persecuted for the gospel today? Are you willing to stand in defense with it and be shamed? I don't know who might be watching this. I hope it's some that I used to do business with. He's totally lost his mind. Praise God, I have. Because I've got a new one.
Hallelujah.
I've got a new one. And it's amazing. Brother, it's so amazing. And He gives it to His children. And He gives it freely, doesn't He? He said, any of you lack wisdom, just ask Me. Just ask Me. And not only just ask me, I give it liberally. I give it freely. I want to give it to you. See, may we not quench the Spirit in this place. I'm praying that there would be an outpouring of His anointing, brothers and sisters, like we've never seen before. But you know, I'm going to tell you, it's in one thing. It's in asking the Father, oh, by Your grace, sincerely, oh, sincerely. Father, may we hear Him. May we hear Him. May we hear Him alone. May we be satisfied with Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Why, every head is bowed. Father, we just thank You. God, help us to be more thankful. Lord, let us to be full and overflowing with thanks to You. God, let this fire continue to burn and even brighter through the week. May we live testimony. May we be not ashamed to profess that love and fervent gospel and truth that is within us. Bless us. We know we've been blessed. Help us to realize it. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.